Hey, this is June 4th, Movements of the Mind.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is an opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, and so am I. It is the purpose of this teaching to make us aware of this essential truth of our being. I'm always trying to bring unity into our consciousness so that we know that we're one with this thing that we call God. That God is all there is, therefore we have to be some part of that God. You know my little saying, all that I am is God, but I am not all that God is, because everyone is God. So we're going to just always keep trying to bring that into our consciousness until we absolutely, to this mind of ours, accepts it. And we'll approach it from every angle that we can until it sinks in. Ah, lo and behold, this is the truth. Because the world erodes that idea so quickly. And it wants to teach separation constantly. And it wants to tell you that God is someplace else. And that is not true. God is everywhere, but God is certainly in you, as you, and through you. And this is what we want to learn. When we realize that God is in us and through us, then we can use this God energy, this spiritual energy, this intelligence, this wisdom, to bring into our lives the things that we desire. So we're always trying to think God thoughts after it. We are trying to become this thing called God. You know, the ancient Greeks made their gods human. They brought all the human qualities into their gods. And we're not doing that. We know that this thing called God is far and above human qualities. If God had the same mean spirits that some of us has, the world would be in worse shape than it is. So we have to know that God is always loving. That's what you have to know about God. God is always loving you regardless of what you do, what you think. That is the purpose of this whole thing called God, is love, and to bring nothing but goodness into your life. If anything else is coming into your life, you're doing it. It is not God. You're doing it. God can only bring good into your life. So we want to have that unity. We want to have that unity. I want to read this quickly, so those two don't have. We talk about creativity, we talk about imagination, we talk about this thing called God all the time. And this, I think, is very good. With God, I co-create a world of love and abundance. And this is, remember, what we all want is abundance. And we want love in our life. Creative energy is an integral part of me because I am made in the image and likeness of God. I am a unique expression of creative energy. I have within me all I need to be creative. You have to remember that you, everyone, I hear people say, oh, I'm not creative. Oh, I can't do that. You have to be creative because you come from a creative source. If you're not using that creativity that is in you, you can find it. You can use it and do it. I have a friend, when I went to college, wanted to be an artist. And she took classes in different types of art form. One of them was pottery. She made the worst cups in the absolute world. They fell over. It was just awful. But she kept at it and kept at it till that creativity came through. I now have in my home, which she sent me a couple years ago, a bust of myself that she did from a photograph, and it's absolutely remarkable. If you want any quality in your life, you have to assume that you have it and go for it and do something about that. And it will come true. The universe will always meet you on any level of consciousness that you want. Oh, there's our friend. I want to back up just a moment and do this because of religious science. Because I am made in the image and likeness of God. Yes, we're made in the image and likeness of God inwardly. God does not look like a human being. Inwardly, we're made in the image and likeness of God. Many people think that God looks like a human being, as a superhuman being somewhere, sitting on a cloud doing something. This is not true. God is an energy. God is an intelligence. God is a wisdom. And God is a creativity, a force for creativity. I color the canvas of my life with my thoughts and words. Remember, thoughts and words are always going to be the most important thing. If you want to change your life, you have to change your vocabulary. I have told you that so many times. You have to find better ways to describe things. You have to have different words in your life. What do I mean by that? I never use the word worry. I can become concerned, but I never worry about anything. You see, when you use the word concerned, nothing stirs up in your body. If you use the word worry, you start to worry. You do all that fretting and stuff that people do. We're not here to worry. You can be concerned for somebody. You can have compassion for somebody. But you do not worry about people, and you do not worry about your own life and what is going on in your life. You change your vocabulary. You get rid of the useless words that are in our vocabulary that have absolutely no power whatsoever to bring this creativity into your life. I create a life vibrant with love as I give praise and thanks. Always give praise and thanks. Remember, every morning I sit and thank everything that's in my house. I thank everything that's in my house. And I say, I have no idea where some of this stuff comes from, but I'm absolutely delighted that I have all this stuff. So with that, I'll tell you a cute story. 2 weeks ago or more, a man that lives in my condominium said to me, Dallas, I have an old koi bowl or fish bowl that was my mother's, and she gave it to me, and I do not want it, but I have to find out from her if I can give it away. And I immediately accepted that, and I kept that in my mind, that creative. On Sunday, he said, it's yours, Dallas. Come, and I'll bring it over to you. Well, I've seen bowl. This one's like this. It's gigantic. It's absolutely gigantic. Why am I bringing that up? Because I give thanks for the things I have, and as soon as I give thanks for anything that I have, I get more. I already have 3 cool fish bowls at home. But here I'm getting another one and a bigger one. Because I love what I have, and I thank this thing called God, called the universe, called creative, and you call it anything you want. You call it Harry. God doesn't care. But when you give thanks and praise for what you have, you get more of it. But most people sit around and complain about the things they don't have. When you complain about the things you don't have, you get more of that. The universe is a mirror. It just reflects back to you what you're thinking. The title of the talk this month is Movements of the Mind. We have to watch the movements of our mind. We have to see what we're thinking all the time. We have to become a witness to our own thinking. The only way your life is ever going to change is if you change your thinking. And to change your thinking, you have to change your vocabulary. You cannot have a thought without words. And it's the words that structure the thought. Words structure thought, and thought structures your reality. So change your vocabulary. Think of wonderful words. The last time we met before the holiday, we used that wonderful word, enthusiasm. Get enthusiastic about something. from the Greek word meaning God within you, enthusiasm. So we use those. We change. Pearl? Pardon? Oh, that's Tom. Okay. I give thanks and praise. I paint from an infinite palette of God as I tap into divine inspiration. Try to tap into that divine inspiration. In the morning, say to yourself, I'm connected to this source. I'm connected to this creativity. I'm connected to the intelligence and wisdom of the universe. I'm one with all of this. Therefore, it can work through me. It can come through me. Visualize, if you have to. Visualize the energy and the life of the universe entering your crown chakra. See the crown chakra open. The way a lens in a camera will open. Open that up and allow this energy to come in. I had an experience. I was taking a meditation class at least 35 years, if not more, ago. And in that meditation, all of a sudden, white light started to enter my crown chakra. My hands went up and became rigid, and all the fingers, light went into every finger. Light went into every finger. These are plugs, by the way. This is a big plug. The crown chakra is a big plug to receive energy from the universe. But your hands are also your fingers. That's why we use hands and touching for healing and so forth. So try that. Visualize that. Now, you may poo-poo that, you may do this, that, or the other thing. I don't care. It absolutely happened to me. Use your imagination and make it happen for you. Use your imagination. Make it happen for you. When I'm not feeling quite right, when I think I'm getting ill or something, I immediately put my fingers up. I receive this life energy. And whatever's happening to me goes away. Whatever happens to me goes away. Now, is that what happens? I don't know. It happens for me. And I use my imagination. Remember, that's the biggest gift you have in your toolbox. Pull out your imagination and start to use it and start to believe it. The thing. You have to start to believe that this stuff is all true, and you have to start to believe that it's working for you. If you're waiting for a miracle, you could wait the rest of your life for a miracle. You must make the miracle happen. Miracles are happening all the time, all around us. We just don't bother to pay attention. Learn to pay attention. See the wonderful things in life. Whether I make a loaf of bread or a work of art, it is my unique creation. Remember, everything you do is uniquely yours. People are so worried about imitating other people. That's the world that tells you you have to imitate other people, that you have to be like other people. Who the hell wants to be like other people? I never wanted that. You know, I didn't care that I was unusual. I didn't care that I was an oddball. But all I knew is I did not want to become a ticky-tacky person and live in a ticky-tacky house with everybody else. You know, this is unique. This is a wonderful experience. If I'm a unique expression of God, then why don't I act like that? You see? Why don't you act like that? You're a unique expression of God. So what you do when you do it, I love to cook, and people say, how do you do that? I use my imagination. After all these years, I never look at a recipe. I can throw things together and make wonderful things with it. I'm not one bit afraid of cooking. I'm not one bit afraid of anything anymore, because there's a creative force going through me that's helping me do this. You see? So use these things. Whatever my gifts, I am an outlet for God's divine ideas to flow into the world. You see, we live, move, and have our being in the mind of God. in that mind of God is all the inspiration, all the ideas. That's why we say in mind, everything is already done. Everything is already done in mind. You see? When Moses led the children out of Egypt, electricity was available. Electricity was available. You see? It was already in the mind of God, electricity. But no one was thinking. No one was doing it. Everything. Aerodynamics, all the stuff that we think we discovered, that's already done. All those laws are already there. We're just discovering them. And we use them. But you have to do that, you have to open up your mind. And you have to say, my mind is open. My mind is receptive to receive new ideas, better ideas, bigger ideas, God-given ideas, abundant ideas. How many people think abundant thoughts all day long? Don't get into that thing with the world, where the world never thinks an abundant thought. It's never had an abundant thought in its life. It's always going to tell you about scarcity. It's always going to tell you about scarcity. It's going to tell you about lack. We don't believe in scarcity. We do not believe in lack. We believe in abundance. So, in the morning, or during the day, I always do it in the morning because I take my 2 hours to do all this stuff in the morning. That's my best time. 2 hours and 2 cups of coffee. And I'm ready for the day. And I open my mind to all these things and I start to see abundance. I start to see how this stuff can come into my life. And it works. If you think it doesn't work, I was also out on Sunday. And a couple weeks ago, I was in a shop and I saw a Buddha that I wanted, but it was very pricey. So I came home and I thought about that Buddha and I kept that Buddha in my mind. And then I came up with the price that I thought I would like to pay for that Buddha. So on Sunday, I went into the shop. And I said to the man, I'm interested in that Buddha. Is there any way that we can deal? He said, oh, I don't know. I said, well, here, I'll tell you what I can do. I said, this is what I can pay, and I no taxes. He said, ooh, wait a minute. He went behind something, and I saw him. He looked up in the book and came back, and he said, it's yours. It's yours. And I told him, I said, I saw that a couple weeks ago, and I knew, claimed it in mind as mine, and I came up with the price that I thought was a good price that I could afford, and I wasn't cheating him in any way. When I do this stuff, I don't want you to think that I'm cheating these people. I never cheat anyone on that because it's going to come back and bite you. And this man was absolutely amazing. He said, yes, he said, that's the way it works, isn't it? That's the way it works, isn't it? And that's the way my life works. It absolutely always works that way. If I can do this, you can do this. Why is that so? Because God does not show favorites. You know, I am a favorite of God. But so are you. So are you. You're all favorites. We're all favorites of God. So what I can do, you can do. And remember, this is why I'm no longer a Christian. Because when I asked in the Christian church what it meant when Jesus said you can do this and greater, they said, oh, well, don't pay any attention to that. That's not what. He's the only one that can do it. He was the only one that could do that. And I said, well, it's right there in black and white. It's right there in this Bible that you thump around. Oh, no, he was very special. He was a favorite. He was this, he was that. I said, hooey. Hooey. And I made up my mind from then on. If he can do it, I can do it. And I look at other people. If you want to get close to somebody, if you want to learn how what somebody else has, if you want to do that, if you want, you have to observe that person and see what they do. And then start to imitate that, start to do it, and you can do the same thing. you can absolutely do the same thing. That's that whole idea, you know, I don't know how many people are familiar with neuro-linguistic programming. Neuro-linguistic programming is always about that. You find the person that you want to imitate. You find the person you want to imitate. So who do I want to imitate? Well, if I wanted to imitate anyone, it would have to be this man called Jesus, or it would have to be God itself. See? Can't get any better than that, can you? You know, I don't want to do any of these other people that are out there in the world. Go to the top. Go to that. And here we go, when we say go to the top, go to the source. Go to the source. You know, every morning, in fact, I brought one for that woman who never came back. Every morning I start out my meditations and my readings and so forth with, God is my source and my supply. God is my source and my supply. So then I don't have any concerns after that, because that's the absolute truth. Go to the top. Don't mess around with these other small things. Whatever my gifts, I'm an outlet for God's divine ideas that flow into the world. Through the smallest acts of kindness or the grandest gifts, I contribute to a world of divine love and abundance. Contribute to this world of abundance. Know that you live in an abundant universe. This world itself is abundant. The world does not teach abundance, but the universe, this thing called God, teaches abundance. Think about that and use that in your life. So now let's talk a minute about the movements of your mind. It's always going to be mind. Remember, Emmett Fox said, if you're going to teach children anything, teach them that it's a mental world that we live in. This is an absolute mental world we live in. Everything that comes into your life because of your thinking. Comes into your life because of your thinking. We have all those little buzzwords in religious science. What you think about, you bring about. What you think about, you bring about. Henry David Thoreau said, what a man thinks about all day long, he becomes. What are you thinking about all day long? Are you thinking that you're a wonderful person, a magnificent person, an abundant person? Are you thinking that you're clever and smart and all those things? Or are you letting the movements of your mind tell you that that isn't so? Are you letting the movements of your mind tell you that you don't know, that you're dumb, you're stupid, and all the things that I hear people say all the time about themselves? You cannot do that to yourself. You cannot do that to yourself. There was a book years ago called You Cannot Afford the Luxury of a Negative Thought. And we have reached a point in our evolution where we cannot. When I was young, it was fun to think negative thoughts. It was fun to put people down. It was fun to do all that stuff. And we laughed and had great, grand times with it. But we have passed that. We have passed all that. Remember, Paul said, when I was a child, I thought like a child. We are no longer children. We have to grow up spiritually, and we have to grow up emotionally. And what's wrong with the world today is that most people are still operating from a 5-year-old emotional base. They have not grown since the age of 5. They get hurt, they get upset, they think people are doing this, that, and the other thing to them. Don't do that to yourself. Those are the movements of your mind. What is going on inside of your mind? What is going on inside of your mind? Mind is all there ever is. Mind is the only thing that you ever have to be concerned about, is mind. If you can control your thinking, if you can control what's going on in your mind, you could change your life. And we are not taught this. We have never been taught this. Now we have different things in college on psychology and all that. But that's not teaching the movements of the mind. You know, the human mind cannot heal the human mind. Mind cannot heal mind. Only God can heal your mind. Or what we call the superconsciousness of the universe itself can heal your mind. I have many people that come to me for counseling and so forth, and it's always because they don't know what they're doing, and they don't know where they're going, and they don't know this, that, and the other thing. Or as we used to say, they don't know their rear end from their elbow, you know. You have to know this. Spirit can do for you what you cannot do. It can find your right place and put you in it. It can find your right place and put you in it. You see, we're put here at this very time in history because we're supposed to be here. If we weren't supposed to be here doing this exact same thing that we're doing, we would have been born at a different time. We would have been born at a different time. So you're here, and you're here on this plane of action at this particular time in history because you have something to give, something to offer that only you can give and offer. So find out what that is. Ask what that is. Ask what that is. How many people remember those three things? Ask, and it will be given unto you. Knock, and the door will open. And now the third one is going someplace. Seek, and ye shall find. Seek, and ye shall find. See, you have to know those things. Now, when I use that word, seek, and ye shall find, here's the other wonderful thing, because this universe is a mirror. It always reflects back to you what you're thinking. What you are seeking is seeking you. You have to know that. What you are seeking is seeking you. Ernest Holmes says in the Science of Mind magazine, when you do a treatment for something, you must realize even if what you're asking for is in the deepest, darkest Africa, it is on its way to you now. It's on its way to you now. You must always realize that everything that you want is on its way to you now. On its way to you now. There are many ways to make that come true for you. Sit down or stand up, it doesn't matter. Change those movements of your mind and say to yourself, I am ready. I am ready for my next step forward. You have to tell the universe, I'm ready. And then the universe will do something. Remember, I tell you, God is so polite, God is never going to butt in and say, well, I think you should do this, that, and the other thing. Once you decide what to do, then God will back you up, or the universe will back you up in that. And the most wonderful book, and Paula remembers this book, The Power of Decision, Raymond Charles Barker. The power is in the decision, and that problem, most people cannot make the decision. And make a decision. Come, it doesn't matter what the decision is, people. I may make the wrong decision. Well, you'll know that, and you'll know it very quickly. So then, what do? You decide again. But to sit around and spin your wheels trying to make a decision is absolutely asinine. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Make the decision. Doesn't matter. You see, we are so caught up in the idea that we have to be right. And we have to do everything correctly. That's not good for you. I don't do everything correctly. Thank goodness. I let myself off the hook all the time. Why do I let myself off the hook all the time? Because I know that God is watching out for me. I absolutely know that I am being taken care of. What are the other things that I know about myself? I am the Fun and Entertainment Committee. God is the Ways and Means. And God doesn't tamper with my fun and entertainment, and I don't tamper with God's ways and means. I say, I don't know how it's going to be handled, but I know you do. You handle it. you handle it. So now where do we get into difficulty there? Because somebody read in Science of Mind that idea of you must detail everything. You must be very clear and very clever and all this, that, and the other thing. You must come up with all this stuff. You must fill in as much as you can, but let the details to God. I don't know if people get so, they read that thing wrong in there. They read that whole thing wrong. Oh, I have to tell you. No, you don't. Why don't you? Because your mind can't do it. You have a finite mind. If you have an infinite mind, you could do it. At the present moment, you do not have an infinite mind. You have a finite mind. It can only think so far. God can always think past you. God can think bigger and better thoughts than you could ever imagine. So turn that stuff over. Turn that stuff over to God. Turn it over to God. So with these movements of their mind, you have to watch your mind. You have to become a witness to this, what's going on in your mind. But you have to know where thought goes, energy flows. Where thought goes, energy flows. Let's go back a moment to the Buddha, which is now in my home. I thought at least, it was at least a good 2 weeks, if not three. I thought of that, and I thought of the price. I kept it very clear what that was. And now that belongs to me, because I know where thought goes, energy flows. That's why when you do treatment work, the person does not have to be present, people. They can be around the world someplace. You see, you don't have to be in the same room to heal somebody. Because you're all of us are living, moving, and having our being in the mind of God. Now, why does that work if I do a healing for somebody and they say they're on the other side of the world? Because what's known in one spot in mind must be known in all spots in mind. So if I know the truth, you must know the truth. Why sometimes you do not know the truth? Because you're not open and receptive to it. You have to open yourself to this energy, to this creative power. You have to do that. Now you're going to say, how do I do that? You just sit down and say, I'm opening myself to the creative energy. If you want to do a visualization while you're doing it, open up your head. Open up your head and do it. Do you remember years ago when we used to take our brain out? Run it underwater and get rid of everything? And then put our brain back in? You couldn't do that. You couldn't do that. That's using visualization. That's using the creative energy. That's using your imagination. And that's watching these movements of the mind. It's always going to be mind. There's nothing outside of mind whatsoever. I used to say, and I'll say it again, but in a different way, anytime you're having a problem, you're having a God problem. But anytime you're having a problem, you're having a mind problem. You see. If you're having a mind problem, you have to change your thinking about that. You have to change your thinking. As soon as you change your thinking, something wonderful will happen. I was watching the television set a week or so ago, and I don't know if it was America's Got Talent or one of those things was on. And there were an orchestra, I'll call it an orchestra, with horns and so forth. They were all black men, and they said to them, why are you doing this? And they said, we all were let go at work. And instead of sitting and saying we don't have a job. We said there is a solution, and a creative solution to this problem. And we started. Well, when they played, it was absolutely magnificent. Absolutely magnificent. They left the creativity come through them. They didn't get bogged down with this idea, oh, I didn't have a job, what am I going to do? Go out and create one. Go out and create one. Very easy to create jobs. You have to do that. But the world has told people to become dependent on their job, especially any government organization, state, federal, local government, want you to think that you can't do anything without them. You can do anything that you want to do. Use your creativity. These men happen to win the contest. I don't know what that means. They happen, they'll do something. They will go someplace because they were bound and determined not to allow an adverse situation to rule their life. They stood up and said, what? God is my source and my supply, not my job. Not my job. And when you know that God is your source and your supply, it may be coming through as a channel through that job at the present. But there are many channels out there. Many channels out there. Remember, we're all at play in a field of total possibilities. Total possibilities. I think the Bible says we're at play in the field of the Lord. Now, if we use that metaphysically, when we use the word Lord, we use the word law. We substitute law for that, the law of creativity. And we're all living, moving, and having our being in the law of creativity. And that law has to respond to us. And it responds to us through our thinking, through our mind, through the movements that are going on inside of there. The movements that are going on inside of there. Several weeks ago, I ran across a little thing and I brought it up in class, and I still use this, and I think it's the most fabulous thing I've read in a decade. And it is this. Live from your imagination, not your history. Live from your imagination, not your history. We were given a gift, it says. The gift has already been given, but no one knows what that gift is. The gift is the gift of mind, the gift of thinking, the gift of wisdom, the gift of creativity. That's the gift that you were given. Use that gift. Everyone keeps waiting to unwrap this gift or to receive the gift. You've already received the gift. You're not going to get anything else from this creative force that we call God. You're already whole and complete and perfect. What do you want added to yourself? Oh, I have to have something added to me. What would you like, an extra arm or something? I don't know what people want. You're already whole and complete and perfect. There's nothing that you can add to yourself. Everything that you need is inside of you. Learn to go there, find it, and use it. Learn to go inside of yourself, inside of your mind, and see what is going on in that mind of yours. It's the only way you're ever going to change your life. Is by changing what you are thinking. What are you thinking about? You are whole. You are complete. You are perfect as you are. Stop thinking that you're less than. Stop thinking that you're less than. I also, months and months, maybe a year ago, and I use this myself every day, I use it in my yoga class when I'm doing my bowing. I say, as I'm doing the bows, I am a full expression of God. Full. F-U-L-L. Full. Not partial, not a little. Full expression of God. Just as God is love, so am I. I am love. I am love. You have to know that. And then go out and use that. Work on it. Use this teaching. Use life itself. You know, this is a laboratory that we're working in. Try different things. Do different things. If it doesn't work, you try something else. You try something else. Thomas Edison, remember? 10,000 experiments, I think, before he found the incandescent light bulb. And each time he did an experiment, he didn't get discouraged. He said, well, now I found one way that it doesn't work. And he kept trying till he found the way that worked. Don't give up. And certainly don't give up on yourself. Never give up on yourself, because this thing called God is not giving up on you. The universe is not giving up on you. And here again, when I use the word God and universe, they're one and the same thing, people. If there was God in the universe, what would that be? That would be separation. And we don't have separation. We have unity. We have unity. So however you want to look at it, watch your mind. Watch what it is doing to you. And learn to change it. Learn to change it. And don't play around in there with it. So sometimes, you know, we get to playing around in there. Well, I'll do this to that person. If that person says this, I'll do that, and I'll do that. Blah, blah, blah. Don't do that stuff. Keep your mind clear. When all that stuff happens, pull your brain out, wash it, and put it back in. That's all you can do with that. All right, I have some cards. This is an affirmation that you can use. I know it. I desire it. It's on its way. Nothing can stop it. And there is nothing for me to be upset about. And there's nothing for me to be upset about it. Whatever you want is on its way to you right now. See it, feel it, believe it, and it will be yours. That is one of the laws of the universe. And the laws of the universe are immutable. Meaning they never change. They stay the same for everybody. That's why in the Bible we have that expression, it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. The blessings from this thing we call God just keeps pouring down, or up, or all around. It just keeps coming and coming and coming. It is in the contemplation of this power that you actually acquire this power. You have to contemplate on the power, and then you start to acquire that power. Remember, William Shakespeare said, assume a virtue if you have it not. Start to assume that you have all this creativity, all this intelligence, and you will have it. But your mind keeps telling you, oh, no, you don't have it. No, you don't have it. Start telling yourself, I do have it. It is in the contemplation of this power that you actually acquire the power. So contemplate on the power. The power of your mind. The power of the mind of God. Watch the movements of your thinking, the movements of your mind. You emulate this creation field by being as much like it as is possible. You have to start being like your energy field. You have to start being like God. You see, you have to start becoming God as God becomes you. So, you emulate this creation field by being as much like it as possible. So sit and think, what does that mean? What does that mean? Can I forgive? Can I have compassion? Can I love everything? Can I love what's in front of me? Start doing that. This one I love. Your current financial status is unimportant when it comes to your pursuit of any purpose. Your current financial status is unimportant when it comes to your pursuit of any purpose. I never think of my financial status. I probably don't have a financial status, but I never think about that. You know, I once opened up a restaurant with people said, how are you going to do that? I said, I have no idea, but I'll do it. But you have to have all this money. I didn't have to have any money. And I own 3 restaurants. I started with nothing. Do you remember when I went to the bank and I wanted to buy the Alfa Romeo? I had got the Alfa Romeo. They gave me $25,000 to pay for it. The next day, or a week or so later, they called and said, you can't have that $25,000. You have to have something to back that up. We don't give car loans out with no collateral. I said, you do now. Yeah, it's true. I never had anything invested in it. They gave me $25,000. Because I don't think those things. I don't think all that. Oh, it doesn't matter what the circumstances of your life are. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. Give up that. That's a movement of the mind. That's your mind telling you, coming up with all kinds of circumstances. Well, I can't do it because of this. I can't do it because of that. I can't do it. I'm too old. I'm too young. I don't have enough. I do that. Oh, God, tell it to go back to the nothingness from whence it came. Don't let your mind do that to you. You shift to looking up and seeing. And firmly believing in what you see. When you begin to think in this manner, the universe conspires to work with you and sends you precisely what you're thinking and believing. Looking up. That's just a figure of speech. Look to this thing, this creative force. Look to it for what you want. Start believing. And you will have that. You will have that. There's something in Mark. It will come to me. About believing. Whatever you want and believe in, you shall have. Whatever you want and believe in, you shall have. Belief. Believe. There's a word. Change that. Put that in your vocabulary. I believe. I had a young lady today say, well, I hope that'll happen. I said, oh, good God, give up that word hope. There's no power in hope whatsoever. You have to know. You have to believe that it's going to happen. Hope is a little loophole that the mind has. It's an escape for you to get out. Well, it didn't happen. I just hoped it would. No power in that. You have to have power, people. Thoughts are mental energy. They're the currency that you have to attract what you desire. That's the currency. Is your thoughts the currency? The thought is the currency. You must pay in the coins of the realm. That's in science of mind. You must pay in the coin, the currency, the energy, the mind movements that you're using. That is your currency to get what you want. That is the currency. Your desire to be and live from greatness is an aspect of your spiritual energy. Your desire to be and live from greatness is an aspect of your spiritual energy. Use that spiritual energy. Be as great as you can be. But you can't be that greatness if you think you're not whole and complete and perfect, if you think there's something lacking, if you think you're less than. It's not going to happen. You have to know that you're the full expression of God's love. The full expression of God's love. The movements of the mind, your mind, is a wonderful gift. We were given this wonderful gift without instructions, without a book to tell us how to use it. This teaching, the science of mind, teaches you how to use your mind. It teaches you how to think, not what to think. Learn to think from the truth. Give up the idea of facts. Facts are taught by the world. Facts change. The truth remains the same. And the truth is this. You are one with this thing called God. And it is wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.